صلوات 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 هذا رقم ابوتات اديتات ابوتات اديتات هذا رقم ابوتات اديتات هذا رقم ابوتات اديتات هذا رقم
Stand up for prayer, please. Eleison imas uteosu patiru pantukratur panagatrias eleisonumes. May your Rabbi Lashbuat kun ma'anami kasworthy, pray to you, thank for our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. In Christ Jesus our Lord.
From God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to himself, spared us, supported us, and has brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him, the Lord God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day, and all the days of our life.
Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty and Lord, God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition and in every condition, For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And may he repose the soul of his son Abel and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, support us, spared us, accept us himself, and brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask in the three goodness of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest them away from us and from all your people, and from the soul of your servants Abel, and from this place that is yours, but those things which are good and provide for us. For you have given us authority to train on serpents, scorpions, and upon all the powers of the enemy.
Lord, have mercy. Your mercy is exceedingly plenteous are your compassions through the intercessions of the Theotokos. Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Etheren hosero nempekioten agathos nempepnevmaeth oeb je av ashkak soti emon nainon. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the multitude of your compassions. Blot out my iniquity, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make to hear gladness and joy, the humbled bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a directing spirit. Then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. A broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory be to our God. Dux abet rike ioke agio pneumati. Se onas toni onun amin. Alleluia.
Forsake me not, O God of my salvation, for my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he whom you choose and bring near. To dwell in your court, we shall be satisfied with goodness of your house, your holy temple.
Alleluia.
O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious in the Lord and righteous, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple when I was brought low, he saved me.
For the resurrection of the dead, those who slept and reposed in the faith of Christ, Lord, repose all their souls. Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called me an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. Grace and peace be with you all. Amen. Paul, the servant of our Lord, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Holy. Crucified for
Ирине паси.
Итумне мати.
О, Master, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who sent on disciples and all the apostles, many prophets and righteous men desire to see things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear things which you have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes for this, see, and your ears for the hear. May be worthy to hear and act according to your holy gospel through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master, those who are binding us, to remember them in our supplications and prayers which you offer unto you, Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, resurrection of us all.
We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the holy and divine gospel. In wisdom, let us attend to the holy gospel.
A psalm of David. My father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Alleluia. O God, have mercy and compassion upon us, and make us worthy to hear the holy gospel according to St. Luke. Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people."
Glory be to God forever.
Yeah.
thee is very soul.
For whom we are gathered.
O Lord, repose him
in the kingdom of heaven.
In the name of the Holy Trinity, one as I send the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, this very soul, the soul of your servant Abel, for whom we are gathered, O Lord, repose him in the kingdom of heaven. Open unto him, O Lord, the gates of heaven. I receive him unto you according to your great mercy. Open unto him, O Lord, the gates of righteousness, that he may enter therein and rejoice there. Open unto him, O Lord, the gates of paradise, as you opened unto the thief. Open unto him, O Lord, the gates of kingdom. May he be a partaker with all the saints. Open unto him, O Lord, the gates of rest, that he may sing with all the angels. May he be worthy to see joy. Let the angels of light lead him to the life. May he repose in the bosom of our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Forgive him his sins, which he has aforetime committed, both knowingly and unknowingly. For you, O Lord, know the feeblessness and the weakness of humanity, and your mercy give consolation to all whom he has left behind and to his household, and give unto him patience, unto them patience and a good heavenly reward, through the intercessions of Our Lady Saint Mary and all the whole choir of heavens. Let both your mercy and your help be with your people. Grant them coolness, establish us in your Orthodox faith, be a protector unto us, we the faithful. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you crucified and saved us. Amen.
For this we glorify you, crying out, saying, blessed are you, O my Lord Jesus, for you were crucified and saved us. In the wisdom of God, let us attend. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy truly.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Punturator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages.
Light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one is through the Father,
by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
We look.
Shlele flogiten is more in passi. As God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the soul of your servant who have fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren.
Pray for our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep and reposed in the faith of Christ since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the archbishops, our fathers, the bishops, our fathers, the hegumens, our father, the priest, our brethren, the deacon, our fathers, the monks, and our fathers, the laymen, and for the full repose of Christians, and for the repose of his soul, son Abel, that Christ our God may repose all their souls in the paradise of joy, and we too accord mercy unto us, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our Holy Father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in the green pasture beside still waters, in the paradise, O Lord. The place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your saints. Raise up their bodies also in the day which you have appointed according to your promises which are without lie. Grant them the good things of you. Promises that which an eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have come upon the heart of man, the thing which you, O God, have prepared for those who love your holy name for their known. For your servants, but departure. Even if any negligence or heedlessness had overtaken them as men, since they were clothed in flesh and dwelt in this world, O God, and the good one, and the lover of mankind, graciously accord, O Lord, to repose and forgive them, your servant, the orthodox Christian, who are in the whole world from the east to the west, from the north to the south, each one according to his name, and each one according to her name. For no one is pure and without blemish, even though his life on earth be a single day, As for those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken upon them, and may they be worthy of the kingdom of the heavens. As for us all, grant us our Christian perfection that will be pleasing to you, and give them and us a share and inheritance with all you.
Ask the first speaker to come forth.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's an honor for me to be here on behalf of Abel's parents, Mengus Tasige, Dagamit Abraham, Eritrean Canadians of Ottawa, to eulogize Abel Mengistab and to share with you his extraordinary legacy. On November 5th, 1999, heaven released a beautiful, luminous angel, Abel, to earth. God chose two special people, Mengus and Dag, to be Abel's parents because God knew that no other one could take care of his special angel, Abby, as Mengus and Dag would. God blessed Dag even more by having Abel to be born on her birthday. Dag quickly dubbed Abby to be her greatest birthday gift. Abel, our earth angel, was an extraordinary gift, not only to his parents, but to his grandma, Yergalem, his uncle Moses, and his aunts, uncles, cousins from the United States, from Europe, from Eritrea, and across the world. His Canadian, Eritrean community, and most of all, to humanity at large. For you to have a full appreciation and understanding of why I use the words that he was an extraordinary gift, I would like to invite his dad, Mengus Thab, to share Abel's special context and the way in which he viewed the world around him.
Thank you. I just want to share a few things about Abel. It is hard, but with your support and courage, I hope I'll be able to finish my brief remarks. I want to share Abel at 3 years. Abel had not spoken a single word in 3 years. We did everything as parents, everything that we could do to help him. Then we were approaching medical professionals, everyone that can actually help to get a word out of Abel. For some reason, Abel did not want to speak for the first 3 years. Then came the diagnosis of the medical experts, and they told us, Abel may not speak, may not go to school, or do tasks that normally children of his age would do. What the medical professionals did not know was that Abel was an extraordinary special child who was blessed with an incredible mother, Dag, an incredible hardworking grandmother who basically gave all her life to raise Abel, as well as his loving uncle Moses and friends from around the world. We did not leave any stone unturned just to help Abel to speak and to support him. And the more we read about the diagnosis, which was autism, we started to lose hope and we started to get really scared. This may be true. We changed our expectation. And I remember all of us praying for God to give us two things. If Abel could just say two things, I'm hungry or I'm sick, so that we can take care of those two basic needs. That's all we asked God. But God, in his greatness, blessed Abel with an abundance of words. By 4 years, Abel, no one can stop him from talking. He's a miracle child. This is why he's special. Abel overcame and exceeded every medical professional diagnosis and how what will happen in his future about not being able to speak or do the normal thing. I want to share this because I think Abel would appreciate this. He cares about children. And for parents who may be experiencing with children that have this kind of challenge, I want you to be this story of Abel and everything that you know to be a sign of hope and courage. It's not about revealing what difficulty had. It's about the hope for all of you to continue to use Abel's story as inspiration to support kids that may need your help. At the age of 6, Abel was sitting near me and I was writing a letter on behalf of the community to Immigration Canada because an individual was being deported, a refugee claimant, to his country of origin. And an impatient Abel kept interrupting me to go and play outside. So I kept telling him I need to finish this. And then finally he said, Dad, what are you writing anyways? And I told him the whole thing. I told him the immigration process, why this person is actually getting deported. Then he got excited. For those of you who don't know, Abel is an incredible, he's an avid reader. And he loved writing and reading. So he said, Dad, can I help write the letter? I said, okay. You know, I just wanted to get a little bit of time to finish my letter. I said, go to the bedroom and write it just in bullet point. He came back a minute later and he said, Dad, I have the letter for the immigration. He said, number one, tell immigration not to deport him because he won't have any friends there. Abel doesn't know that when a person gets deported, they get deported to their country of origin. So he thought that they might not know anybody there. His second point was, he may not get a job and he will be hungry. Tell them to leave him here. But the most profound that actually changed it, that sort of gave me an introduction to Abby, was the following. He said, this is God's land. We should all share it. That was the introduction who Abel was to me. This at 6. At the age of 15, we went to Eritrea, we came back, and then he was doing all kinds of research, and he told me that he started volunteering with the NDP. And I said, at 15, you know, wouldn't you be interested in the latest movie or the iPad or the new digital gadget? You're researching which political party to join. It was a bit of a shock. And then I also got curious and I said, why the NDP? What do you know about all the political parties? And he said, this particular one, he said, they introduced the universal health, which is AHIP. They created a social safety net for the people who don't have enough, and they also created a student loan. For those reasons, I'm joining this political party, and that is really what Abel fights for. A 20-year-old, I'm gonna end with this one, is during the COVID-19, the whole country was shut down. I closed my office, his mom, and we all came home and we said, okay guys, from now on, we're all working. The school was closed, so you know, we were basically told we have to have some project, COVID project. And he said, well, actually, I'm going to work tomorrow, a night shift. Where? No, I've accepted a job at the homeless shelter. In a time when everybody is coming home to stay safe. And we begged him, we asked him all kinds of things. You know, this doesn't make sense, Abel. Everybody is coming home to protect themselves and protect their family. Did you know that I have a blood pressure, I have other conditions, your grandma comes here, your mom. This is going to be a dangerous thing for you and for all of us. Abel didn't listen. He made up his mind, he believed on it, and the next day, he went to work. He started at 11 o'clock, and he comes at 8 in the morning, working at the shelter. I thought, so again, we talked to him and said, Abel, why are you doing this? We pay all the bills. You don't have to do this. He said, no, maybe I might need to buy a car. So I said, okay, maybe this is a way out. So we had a family gathering, and I basically said to him, okay, Abel, we have a deal for you. Tell me how much you make a month. I said, about 500. I'll give you 500. And his grandma said, I'll add another $200. So he actually makes $700. Abel got angry. And he got angry at us. And he said, you're trying to give me more money, so I don't go and help the homeless. Are you saying the homeless don't need help during the COVID-19? That was the story of Abel committed, and that's what he did until the last breath of his life. And I don't think I can share anymore, but just to give you a little bit of the glimpse of Abel's commitment. Thank you.
I thank you, Mengus, for sharing this. Words cannot express the grief that we all feel for Doug and Mengus. And as a community, we stand here to support them. If Abel was here in this moment, he would tell us not to forget about the happy thoughts. And for the extraordinary things you have heard about him, I want us to use today to celebrate his life, because his short life was an incredible legacy of a young man who overcame challenges and made a difference in the world that some of us would live a lifetime and we would not be able to make. Let us see his life as an inspiration for us And I want to share some of the big milestones in Abel's life. I met him when I was 5, and I'm here today because I work with Mengus. And we've seen, as a community, we've seen Abel grow up. And for all of us, it's like losing a son. Abel, the kind, vocal child, exhibited a passion for social justice and all living beings at a young age. He first expressed this passion through his love for animals and insects. When he was about 5 years old, Abel's parents made the mistake of stepping on a bug in his presence. He immediately chastised them for killing the insect and then educated them on how to respectfully remove unwanted beings from the home by placing the insect in a tissue and gently putting it outside. When they asked him, what was the big deal? Like, it's only an insect. He asked them whether they had ever considered that the bug might also have a mother and children of its own. That was the depth of Abel. Abel never grew out of his deep-seated love for God's creatures, including his dog Simba, which was a gift from his parents. His daily routine with Simba imprinted responsibility for another life, which he guarded carefully. I remember his father sometimes talking at work about how Abel was very protective about Simba when they went walking, even to the point that his protection of Simba helped to develop his own awareness about road danger. He would protect Simba with his life. Another example of his love for animals is demonstrated by the fact that he refuses, up to the day he died, to eat an egg yolk, because an yolk represents life. While other children were mesmerized by McDonald's, Abel would choose a trip to the zoo or a pet store, his favorite places on earth, over a happy meal. Abel's other love was children, all children, but particularly those in the Eritrean community, whom he showered with attention whenever he was in the presence. It was a connection that adults could only envy. As for the children, they flocked to him, genuinely loved him back, because Abel was a good, deep person, and we have all seen it up close. At the age of 15, Abel and his parents traveled to Eritrea. This was his second time back. They went when he was 10 and then at 15, but his mom told me yesterday it was Abel who inspired the trip. This was one of the most memorable trips for Abel and his parents. Not only did Abel reconnect with his extended family on this trip, he also reconnected to his roots in Eritrea. It was an experience that had a lasting impact on his life. Before leaving Canada for the trip, the group of 11, it's a group of children he grew up with, asked him to serve as their ambassador and deliver the donations they had collected for orphan children in Eritrea. Abby completed the task with pride and with grace. His contribution led to an interview with the national paper, Eritrea Profile. Abel, a mere teenager at this time, made his chosen siblings proud by eloquently articulating the essence of the group's objectives. He told the reporter that he hoped that their donation would encourage others to support and invest in orphan children in Eritrea. As you can tell, Abel, our earth angel, was always ahead of his time and beyond his years. Abel graduated from D. Roy Kennedy Public Elementary School and Sir Robert Borden High School, where, true to his nature, he served as an ambassador for newcomers and as an organizer for Black History Month celebrations. An honor roll student throughout elementary and high school, Abel was often recognized for his academic and vocational achievements, including receiving the Lynn Jones Citizenship Award and the Ontario Scholar Award. In recognition of his impressive acting skills, Abel was selected to represent his school against students from 28 high schools. His performance landed him a nomination for the 2017 Silver Medal for Best Acting from the Oscar Larson Performing Arts Center. This kid was just amazing. In 2016, Abel was among 140 students from across the country selected to participate in the highly competitive forum for young Canadians to study the processes of government in Canada program. The youngest of the bunch, Abel was amply awarded the most likely to become Prime Minister designation. Pause for a moment on this. Abel's commitment to civic engagement and social justice led him to join the NDP in his teens. He held a youth position on the Nepean NDP EDA executive and was also their representative at various NDP East Ontario councils, as well as NDP policy conventions. Abel cared deeply for civil rights, rights of minorities, rights for youth, gender equality, economic equality, and he was so well informed about all of it. Abel was as authentic and genuine a warrior for social justice as can be, in a way that inspired so many with confidence for a better future. It was his deeply rooted belief in the possibility for a fairer, more equitable tomorrow that fueled Abel's drive for political activism. Abel volunteered on his first political campaign at the age of 15 for NDP candidate Sean Devine's 2015 election bid. Even though he was the youngest person who worked on that campaign, he was undeniably one of the most passionate, knowledgeable, and committed people that they had on their team. Abel was brilliant, fierce, relentless. There was no doubt, even then, that Abel had an extremely bright future ahead of him, and the world would greatly benefit from whatever he did. In 2018, at the age of 19, Abel worked on two provincial campaigns. Can you believe that? I only found that out from MP Joel a while ago. Two campaigns in 1 year. He worked as the campaign manager for Zaf Ansari's provincial campaign, where he came second place in a very impressive second place result. And Abel also volunteered at the same time, same year, on MP Joel Harden's successful 2018 provincial campaign, Ottawa Centre. As Joel just told me a while ago, he saw the potential for NDP. Most recently, Abel was the president of both the provincial and federal NDP riding associations for Nepean. Prior to being elected as president, he was already an active member of the Nepean Riding Association executive. Bringing his activism a little closer home, Abel was instrumental in creating a network of black members for NDP. Abel was also passionate about Eritrean heritage, the Eritrean community, and youth. In 2018, he was recognized for the many hours over many years that he had spent in volunteering in his community. He was named National Volunteer Week Honorary for his work with young Eritreans in Tigrinya School and his contributions to planning and organizing Eritrean Independence Day celebrations, where he helped put a script for an original play and assisted the children to rehearse cultural dances. This boy was just a gift to life, and that's why we call him extraordinary. He lived an extraordinary legacy. Abel Mengistab was a role model to all of us and to anyone who we ever encountered. He inspired his juniors and seniors alike. We called him Canada's Obama, his friends call him. Abel was a living example of excellence. Abel's friends will tell you that the extent of his potential was unknown to most, that he was a living genius. That couldn't be overstated. Not only was Abel incredibly bright, he was also very creative, which he expressed through his love for music and captivating lyrics which he wrote. In his mere 20 years, Abel's impact on the world around him was greater than most of us could imagine in our whole lifetime. Abel's passion and drive also led him to the pursuit of higher education at the Carleton University's Arthur Kroger School of Public Affairs. Having just completed his third year at university, Abel applied the tools and skills he was learning through his program to his activism career. On campus, he joined the Carleton University NDP and was elected VP of Programming. This role put him in charge of organizing and running campus events that furthered the NDP movement and connecting with progressive initiatives to mobilize support for community leaders affiliated with NDP. Abel's smile. Do you remember the smile? Abel's smile was healing, and his life touched so many people from far and near. He brought the best in others and made them believe in themselves. His humor, his kindness, and selflessness will continue to inspire all of those of us who were lucky enough to know him and to be loved by him. When Abel spoke of children in the Eritrean community, his eyes sparkled. We saw his sincerity. When he stood with his friends through the challenges of life, we saw his loyalty. When he took authentic interest in the lives of others, we saw his generosity. God commands us above all to love, and love Abel did. Last night, I had an opportunity to be with both Doug and Mengus, and I asked them the question, what message would they like to give to Abel today? That if Abel could listen now, right now, and we hope he does. Because the bond between parents can never be broken nor forgotten. And Doug had a special message for Abel, which I'm going to share with you now. Doug said that even though she was his mother, and she knows she is his mother, that Abel was her mentor, her teacher, her role model. He was her protector. He was the light that entered into a room. He was hope. She admired his ability to be able to analyze and develop an argument with different angles when she claims she herself would never think of the things that he thinks of. Sometimes it drove her crazy, but she was intrigued with his way of thinking, which she described as being wise. Abel, your mom wants you to know that she loves you and will always love you. She promises that she will take care of herself, which is something you always wanted her to do. And Mengus had a special message for Abel. Abel, your dad wants you to know that he loves you so deeply, more than words can express. More than words can express, scream, or shout. You are the air that he breathes. You are the angel that he is so proud of. And all of your accomplishments, he wants you to know that he has learned so much from you. He loved you before, and he always will love you forever. Abel, as a community, We want to say thank you for being the earth angel who walked alongside us and blessed us with your gentle soul. We want to say thank you, Abel, for sharing your life with us and living a legacy which is full of hope for any young person who's listening to this, which is full of hope of action and inspiration for humanity. Thank you, Abel, for the love and light which will continue to light the way for your parents, your family, and for all of us. Can we just say, thank you, Abel?
Thank you, Abel.
Can we say it again? Thank you, Abel.
Thank you, Abel.
Mengus, Dag, Grandma, and other family members, we all share the pain and loss that you feel. And we want you to know that we are here to support you. I have never seen community support in the way I have seen it in the last few days. As we celebrate Abel's legacy, we hope that you will come find comfort in knowing that he created a legacy which will outlive him by hundreds of years. May you come find comfort in knowing that he accomplished his mission on earth, and he has inspired the rest of us to step up to continue living his legacy for a better Canada, for more equality, equity, social justice, and for a better world. We thank you, Mengus and Doug, for sharing your extraordinary gift, our earth angel Abel, with us. He was a light and love, and will always be light and love. So Abel, today and every day, we will carry on your legacy. And of course, we promise to not forget the happy thoughts. In the spirit of Abel, I want you, whether you're watching on YouTube or here, I want you to look at someone, find someone to look at. Smile. That is what Abel would want us to do right now. And say to the person who you are looking at, do not forget the happy thoughts. Let's do that now. Smile, look at someone, smile. Do not forget the happy thoughts. May you rest in peace, Abby, and fly with the angels in heaven. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
سلام املاح مسحهم يغون سلام املاح نلبنا يجزا ابز غريبه نتي تغليصو زي ودا تاريخ ناي ابيل نولدو كومون بيتسبو وكيله كنبب فولي كبريس معن ابيل زعمومون زحدرون صلوا بحاتسير صحف كقل الزغل هيكونن تاريخ أبيل تزرزير زي ودا تاريخ حابنن كرعة نيو أبيل من قصتاب بحدار حموشته شعنت شعاتم اتنتي سعنت شعاتن عامة مرت كاببو أتو من قصتاب سقاي أديو وزرو داقماوي تابرهام أبكتما أتوات وليدو أبيل كم كله سان أب حق في ولدو كمون عبايو مما يرجع لهم أكو ملاقات بيتصابون بفقر بحالية ما ميقع عبيو عدميون تمرت مس بغعي نايمة بقى تمرتي أبيت مرتي دي روي كينيدي كمو دما نايمة كلاين كلاين درجة تمرتي أبيت مرتي كلاين درجة سر روبرت بوردن بلعول بقعة تسابللتنة تنزازيمو أبيل كابناي كلا درجات مرتو بلعول نتبي سلست مرقة بكارلتون يونيفرسيتي سكولارشيب تواهيب ويو ناب يونيفرسيتي مرتي جميل أبيل أب كل جوعزة مرتو كاب مزن وتس أبلل بمبال بزحنا أدان أدنى قط الرغيب ويو كم رأي منفعت وتسئت صعر زرقبو شلماتا ناي لين جونز ناي بلوت زيغا شلمات مالت لين جونز سيتنشيب أورد ناي كفل قزات أونتيريو ناي مهدرة تمرتي شلمات مالت أونتيريو سكولرشيب أورد كاميتن أربعان بفولي سلطانا نغوزدو أملع كاملع كندا استمرت منسات بعد مزن أسك نسو بمزن نقو ناي متعي ناي كندا قدماي بمينستر تبهيلو زترقح برهانو بأقو زدمقه تمهاراي يونير أبيل أبكلتشان عصر شعاتن دبي تمرت وكيلو مس كاب إسران شمونتن نايكال أي درجة أبيات تمرت ستواسو بمود دار ببلوط ناي موسى بقعت نبي تمرتو ناي نحس ناي نحس شلمات كشلما بقعو أبيل مللي باريو فقري امناتون دليتون دما فتحي من قاس ينيرو أما بأتان قلعين درجات مهاراي كله كمان باسا درني حدستي مزع تنياتات نيو كامرس مالتيو كمون أبيت مرتو عمتاو زخر تاريخ تسلم سلمتي أتأتاتيو تاريخ تسلمتي أبيت مرتي نخذكر مسريتو مالتي بالحريو خايق تسلالو أبيل ملاليو بباريو فقري امناتو دما دليتن فتحني نيرو أبيل نهز أنات فلي فقر سلز نبرو أما بل عصرت حمشت عمت عدميو كاب عصرت حدي مزانو بستواس أغنزب أبي إرتران ملي زختامات كوحل موفاي صبق أرأي أخوينو مس غازيتا إرترا بروفايل كالمت يقبم بباردما كالوات أنات كم تناتهم كقبرو تمحتينو أبيل أبغزي هسانتو جميرو أوشت وحد عمتات زعامامو نمئمانو زت أقم عبيتي في الساميتات زرزير كامودة زودة يكونن بفلاي أبمداي بوليتيكان محدران لعل بقعات انتقبالنا تنكركب كيلو جيناتم هاراي كالاي درجة خلو أبال حدش ديمقراطية وسلفي مالت NDP نيبيان بمخان باتي سلفين من سيات استحاسي زلع علي صفح سلطان حيزو أبال فتساميت بورت نايت سلف غينو كنتف جميرو نتسلف وكيلو أبوسنت أخيباتات بايتو مبرق أونتيريو تساتفو نايت سلفي بوليسن استراتيجي نمحنصات أب ستقبرو وعلاتات تساتفو عزوز ترى تساويتون عبيتي كاب عبيت بكرات حلفتي نايت سلفي كمون سب سلطان منغستي نادان ادناقوت الرغيب ابيل بزعباتي زقاله سولو زنبره مسالات عميق افلوط زونن نعلامو دما تصنع بمنبارو حقنيان وفين تقلاساي محبراوي معرنت مخانو بجبري بمرغاز نبوزحات ابنت كوينو تسفابرو متعي أسنقون أعطيقون إيو حليفو كان دي حمرات قالتسي معرنات محبرة وفتحن من الرقاز إيو نيرو نابنات من السيات بفلتة المويان نخحاتكو صبوغ متعي نخولوهم كفلتنا إلى علاوية درجات مرتي مالتنا ينفرستن كوليجاتن كفلت كنكي كومون تحط من نابرو زلوهم زيقاتات دماء بنسا نايتم عدرك رخبو زبل حلمو نمقهات كي تحلل سريح عابس قلوة قديف يحليف أبيل برهانيو أبيل فغريو حلمون رأيون دماء هي أو كينو خصل ወደ 15 ዓመት ቆሎ አብናይ 2015 ፖለቲካው ጎስጓስ ምርጫ ሕጹ ተወዳዳሪ ሐድሽ ዲሞክራሲያው ሰልፊ ሼን ዴቪስ ብልዑል ብቃዓት ተዋሲኡ ኣብቲ እዋንቲ ብዕድመ ዝናእሰ ኣባል ናይቲ ሰልፊ እኳ እንተነበረ ብዝነበሮ ፍልጠት ተወፋይነት ብቕዓት ናይ መልእኽቲ ምትሕልላፍ ካብ ኩሎም ወከልቲ ናይቲ ሰልፊ ጸብለል ብምባል ልዑል ተቐባልነት ክረክብ በቒዑ ኣብ 2018 ኣብ ዝተኻየደ ናይ ክፍለ ግዝኣት ኦንቴሪዮ ናይ ባይታዊ ምርጫ ጎስጓስ እውን ንኣባል ፓርላማ ጆ ሄድን ኣብ ምዕዋት ዝገበሩ ኣስተዋጽኦ ዝንኡ ካብቲ ሰልፊ ኣብ ዝለዓለ ጡር ዝበፅሑ ቀፂሉ ኣብ 2018 ንፌደራላዊ ወከልቲ ህዝቢ ኣብ ዝተኻየደ ናይ ምርጫ ጎስጓስ ዋና ኣካየዲ ጠቕላሊ ጎስጓስ ምርጫ ማለት ካምፔይን ማነጀር ናይ ሕጹ ተወዳዳሪት ዛፍ ኣንሳሪ ኮይኑ ሰሪሑ ንዛፍ ኣንሳሪ ካልኣይ ኮይኑ ንክዕወት ኣብቂዕዎ ዛፍ ኣንሳሪ ነዚ ሓቂ ብቓላቱ ኣብቲ ብትዊተር ዝዘርግሖ ናይ ሓዘን መግለፂ ምስክርነት ሂብሉ ይርከብ ኣብዚ ቀረባ እዋን ጀሚሩ ብዘረኣዮ ልዑል ናይ ምምራሕ ብቕዓት ናይ ምምሕዳር ኒፕየን ናይ ክልቲኡ ፅፍሕታት መንግስቲ ማለት ፌደራላውን ዞባውን ናይ ሓድሽ ዲሞክራሲያዊ ሰልፊ ፕረሲደንት ተሸይሙ ብልዑል ብቕዓት ክነጥፍ ጸኒሑ ኣብል ብዝነበሮ ልዑል ናይ ተቐባልነት ጽልዋ ንብዙሓት መንእሰያት ብፍላይ ድማ ጸለምቲ ናብ ኤንዲፒ ማለት ሓድሽ ዲሞክራሲያዊ ሰልፊ ከምዝ ጽምበሩ ገይሩን ኣሰልጢኑን እዩ ሓሊፉ ኣብል ብማሕበረሰቡ ኩሩዕ ብመንነቱ ድማ ሕቡን መንእሰይ እዩ ነይሩ ንህፃናትን መንእሰያትን ኤርትራውያን ድማ ሕልፍ ዝበለ ፍቕርን ክብርን ነይርዎ ካብ ወዲ 12 ዓመት ጀሚሩ ኣብ ቤት ትምህርቲ ቋንቋ ትግርኛ ናይ ማሕበረኩም ኤርትራውያን መደባት ኣብ ምምራሕ ምስ መምሃራን ተዋሂዱ ክነጥፍ ነጢፉን ሰሪሑን ሃገራዊ በዓላት ኤርትራ ንምኽባር ኣብ ዝዳሎ መደብ ብፍላይ መዓልቲ ናፅነትን ናፅነት ኤርትራ ከምኡ ድማ ንዝኽሪ መዓልቲ ሰማዕታት ኤርትራ ኣብ ዝዳሎ መደብ ዓብዪ ኣበርክቶ ገይሩ ከም መርኣያ ናይቲ ብዙሕ ዓመታት ብተወፋይነት ዘበርከቶ ኣስተዋጽኦ ድማ ኣብ 2018 ብኤርትራዊ ማሕበረኮም ብሉፅ ኣብነታዊ ሃገራዊ መንእሰይ ዝብል ናይ ክብሪ ኣፍልጦ ተዋሂብዎ ኣብል ብዝነበሮ መንፍዓትን ብልሕን ብዕድመ ንዝንእስዎን ዝዓብይዎን ብማዕረ ብኣወንታ ዝጸሉ ብዅሉ እንትኑ ኣብነታዊ መንእሰይ ብምንባሩ ብመዘንኡ ናይ ካናዳ ኦባማ ዝብል ቅጽል ስም ተዋሂብዎ እቲ ኣብ ዝኸዶ ብርሃኑ ደሚቑ ዝረአ ኣብል ኣብ ካርልተን ዩኒቨርስቲ እውን ምስ ማሕበር ሰልፊ ሓድሽ ዲሞክራሲ ብምፅምባር ኣብ ሓፂር እዋን ሓላፍ ናይቲ ማሕበር ክኸውን በቒዑ ኣብ 2018 ኣብ እዋን ጎስጓስ ምርጫ ብመደበር ቴሌቭዥን ሲቢሲ ኣብ ዝተፈነወ ናይ ሃገራዊ መደረ ክትዕ ብዛዕባ ዝሓሸ ናይ ምሕደር ኣማራፂ ሓሳብ ንምቕራብ ንሰልፊ ሓድሽ ዲሞክራሲ ወኪሉ ብልዑል ብቕዓት ኣብ ዝሃቦ መልስን ዘቕረቦ ሓሳብን ንሰልፊ ሓድሽ ዲሞክራሲ ካናዳ ፍሉይ ፍናንን ኩርዓትን ንመላእ ሕብረተሰብ ካናዳ ድማ ንዝነበሮ ፍልጠትን ራእይን ዘመስከረሉ ኣጋጣሚ እዩ ነይሩ ኣብል ፍቕሪ እዩ ኣብል ሓበንን ኩርዓትን ኩሉ እዩ ኣብል ንኩሉ ኣማሊኡ ዝጓዓዝ ብሓቂ ፍሉይ መንእሰይ እዩ ነይሩ ኣብ ማእከል እዚ ቄና ንወለዶ እናተመላለሰ ነቲ ምስ ዝሓላፊት ዓለም ዘይሓልፍ ክቡር ናይ እግዚኣብሔር ነገር ብምስትውዓል ድልዱል ሰረተ እምነት ነይርዎ ኣብ ቤተ ክርስቲያን ተተኺሉ ብድቅና ኣገልግሉን ብእምነት ከም ዝተመላለሰን ናይ እምነት ወለዱን ቤተ ክርስቲያን መስኪሮምሉ እዮም ኣብል ሓቂ ዝበረሃሉ من سينيرو كم سكرنت ناي امنو تدما اب حدار كل تشحن 15 ود 15 عمت كله مالتيو اب ناي فيسبوك مهدرو از صعب تقسي كم مصحف قدس مريصو كم ممرح حيوتو لطيف ويركب زي اب رومي مصحف رومي معرف شمنته فقد 10 شمنت 19 تزلقال كم زيبل حررت فطرت نتي مغلاص دك املاخ يصبيو الله امو كومو غا انا ابيل نسقا ايزي زمن ازي كابانا ابانا قدلت زمت زل خبري كم زي معراريو اامن الله ابيل منجس اب اوشت وحدات عمتات تزرزير زي ودا ابركوتن صلوان احديرو يون ولدو محبرسبن حبرة سب كندا بهن قوتنا تصبيو نتمللي زغنا فقر برهان حيزو نصبقمات المحجاز ابقع زخلو فقر حد يقولنا بسن عصر شو ما دخلت شين اسران كابانا باكل تفلي ابيل فقريو ابيل حبنيو قرعاتيو وترو بززي حلف بهريو بصبق كذكري أبيل أب كله زقن عمان إسينير. قالك زي أبير أب زفترة سلاسان تشعتن فقد خلته كم زيبل. إك زي أبير مسياسية في نبرة ما نسعي وزقن عو سب أي نبرة. نفقر ودنا أبيل من قصة سمعت يوارسو. نولدو نعبايو ناكو نقولهم أبرحكم كربان زلوا بيتسبو نملا حبرة سب إيرتران كندا نقولهم التعبيتون أفكارتون صنعتها بهم منفس أملاخ نلبو كلنا يتصنعنا آمين
كما يوعدكم كما يوعدكم وعد حن مساخوم ننو حن تمسلك التفس وعد حن مساخوم نايبين نايكونن ابيل نايكولي thank you our church Saint Mary thank you so much ناي أني اللي كبرتي هاب اللي زم كل تولدي أنا سقى زنبرنا حتيات حجنا جيرن الله أبي المخيرن الله قديم نخيدو أنا قدومي عند أولكو أزد حلفكو عمة فرآن بحكي بأي شغل نور أبيل تدري لحد راي مسلو النرو جين إكزابيهر نتدفع توصل الوس تفتا وايسل زخوني أبزع على نزيئة حاتيات المكران كيري إلو نتدو قوائيو زنبر نحنا يترد أنا نمبر يقوائي إنرو صادقيو أبغزانا سملأخي نرنا كشنا حكيمنا نرسنا مخارينا بقدامي كزاقا جهولو نحنا يترداني برتزاقا جودي حلف قدام وايلا قرو سعسعو أصيبق اللي تقوني نيلو نحنا يترددنان مسانا بونساتيو كين كابير كان دحر كمزخوين ناي فقاد أملاخ اقزاء بيهر ناي بيني نحزانا ايكونن عابيكو هو ودي قيلنا تبخنا عابي كمزد مسالين نخل تسفاز خووني لنا تونا علم بمولو ازوك زولو خبانا نلع الخوول الدو نحنا زقيمنا ين زقدلنا لن نقريلن بحكي كم عبيل كم نقصنا إن عنا نملو علم نملو بيتسب نملو بيتسب نملو رخاب درخو بسب نصعد خيبل نسلم كيبله سلام يرسع ما بلو God bless you زي نحن مهار زلنا فقرون من إسهاتنا زلو دكنا خابز خمزر حنانا خابز خن حمكم ولدي فقرون سلام انك قد فلنان نزلت مرتنا قبل تمهيرنا دماني بحق ان خنبرتعن ني لبنا امرنان كاين صحه اغزابير لسانا يخو مسخاتكم كلهم بسلام ككابد مسخمو لقربكم درحقكم اب عالم تبالعيو حجي دبرت عنا اني كم نويبينا مثلن النور قبل حقوفي صقكون حقوفي نعي نعي حقوفي دلو شغو مانتا دلو خداونت ناي بقول عخلو مسايلو سعادة خدان ناي قدم تقمت اقارو خيدو حج حزوا خيدو ناي قدم تقمت اخندي عمت تتمنيت بزوحي ناي عابل كم تدفت ناي عملاق فتيوو جين يقني اللي كبرتي هابل اللي ناي بينينا ايكونن اقزاب هل صنعاته بنا برتعاته بنا كلهنا نبكل لنا نحزنا لنا ببخيات ايكونن بزقيا قرنا نفرها لقزي ابزق زيزي خمز قرنا بمركابنا بحاموش تسبب لي تقور سبات الله ولدهم لي تقور سبات الله زمتي النازل معت مهللان زقيون زرليوس لزخوني كم زقرنا زقو العزي مهارين مهارين سلزخوني محروتي تعرقنا نزيح زي النازل لما بسلام بسلام يقنططلنا أشي مسيح أني اللي زودي أمناشن دا thank you so much our church, I'm proud. I'm proud. Thank you so much.
Hi guys, so I'm the uncle who I've been very, very lucky to have a teacher. My mother, her new name has been Grandma ever since Abby can talk. So every time I'm going to her house now, I can never say Mom, I can only say Grandma. So Abby's been always, like always a teacher to me. I know this is a theme that everybody's gonna say constantly. But like, I would take him to a show and I would learn something from a music show that I thought I saw, but he noticed that I didn't see. A movie, anything you could imagine that I took him, like I learned more about the things that was right in front of me that he noticed when he was way, way, way young. And I'll play music for him that I thought he would like when he was really young in a car. And then he would listen, as soon as we get to wherever we gotta get, and he's like, oh, next time, play Hagari music. And he leaves. He was so witty. And he's still witty. He's with us. He showed me so much love. He showed Samson so much love. And so much strength. So today is not like we're saying goodbye. No, we're saying see you later. So this is a thing that him and I always say to one another. We say, I'll see you later, alligator, and he says, in a while, crocodile. So I'm going to ask you guys to do that with me, please. I'm going to say, see you later, alligator. I want you guys to say, in a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. Thank you, guys. He always wants us to smile. No matter what's going on, he wants us to just keep pushing forward. He showed me so much strength, and let's keep doing that for him. I appreciate you guys from the deepest of my heart. He was a really, really, really deeply good person. Thank you.
Abuna Moses concludes the, our spiritual sermon. Please listen.
Samuel, from the couple of Good afternoon. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Sammy, and I was blessed to be one of Abel's Sunday school servants while he was in high school. I want to start off by reading a poem by Mary Elizabeth Fry. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond glints on snow. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift, uplifting rush of quiet birds in circled flight. I am the soft stars, and the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand on my grave and cry, I am not there, I did not die. In our faith, we believe there's no death but a departure. So while today we mourn for our loss, we take comfort knowing Abel's peacefully resting in God's arms where he belongs. Abel, I met you about 7 or so years ago. I remember seeing this polite, quiet young guy with his gorgeous head of hair joining our Sunday school group. It didn't take long before the quiet stopped and you couldn't stop talking. And it also didn't take long before everyone fell in love with you. Little did we know how much you'd affect us all with your enthusiasm, your drive, and that big, beautiful smile. I, like most of you, was in total shock when I found out. And when I was asked to speak for today, I had trouble putting my feelings into words. So I thought of looking through things through my lens as a teacher, being that learning is a two-way street. So I'd like to share a few things that Abel has taught me, and I'm sure many of you will agree. Abel, you taught me about friendliness and kindness. If anyone interacted with you, even just once, they instantly saw how lovely you were. You always left people better than they were before. You'd graciously and humbly accept any volunteer opportunities I delegate to you. Every time I see you at church with the kids, you were always gentle. It's a testament to your character when no one can possibly find anything remotely negative to say about you. Abel, you taught me how to speak to people with love. I was always amazed at how you could strike up a conversation with just about anyone. I'm sure every parent that you were interacted with at church can attest to how well-mannered you were. I give that credit to your parents. You were the perfect child. I was astonished when we visited your family recently, and your mom praised us, saying, you raised him. St. Mary's raised my son. Like my fellow servant Jessica says, your parents gave you to us on a golden platter, and there was no work needed. Abel, you taught me how to smile through every situation. I don't think anyone can recall you frowning. You were smiling 24/7, not to mention how much of a sense of humor you had. I'll never forget when I was directing plays that you'd join in and how eager you were to learn Arabic lines when it was a language that was foreign to you. You did so well. Abel, you taught me to love learning. You were probably one of the most intelligent and well-spoken youth I've ever met. You could talk someone's ear off about anything that you were passionate about, and you did just that, and you were passionate about a lot. It was never arrogant or pretentious. You simply loved to learn, and you loved to share. Abel, you taught me about commitment, drive, and having ambition. You were committed to your church, your community, and to social causes. Anyone who knew you well enough knew how involved you were in politics and how important it was for you to be a voice for the voiceless. I'll never forget our conversations about social justice and the riveting poems you'd share with me. And you were just getting started. You had a constant drive to make the world a better place. And there's absolutely no doubt that you did just that. Although I could go on, I'll conclude with my favorite Bible passage from Revelation. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Today we celebrate Abel being united with his creator. May God give you all comfort and strength, and may we continue to honor his legacy by being better tomorrow than we were today. To our sweet Abel, we love you, we'll always think of you. And we will always honor you. Intercede for us in heaven. Thank you.
Salam. My name is Joel Harden. I was very proud to know Bill. But, I have to explain to you why I have a blue suit on today. I have a blue suit on today because I feel sad. But I'm also thinking of a young troublemaker with a huge heart who painted for many of us the image of a blue sky, the image of possibility. I found out about the awful events of last week on my drive home from my parents' place. I had gone there with my son, and our candidate, Morgan Gay, Another campaign Abel had assisted with in 2019 in Ottawa South, called me, and I pulled over the car in disbelief. I feel like I've been in a dream ever since, an awful one. But I want to say thank you. I want to say, from the standpoint of not just our party in the NDP, and by the way, our Ontario leader, Andrea Horvath, sends her condolences to the family, as does our federal leader, Yogmeet Singh, both of whom I've had the chance to speak to in recent days. I want to say, thinking about the hope that we've been urged to celebrate today, that for me, Abel represented what we can do. There is so often a tendency, I find, in politics and beyond politics, to resort to sanctimony and negativity, particularly in our world today. And it's hard to reach for the light. But I will say this in the presence of people here and those watching. Not only was I blessed with Abel's friendship, his tireless work, the way in which he volunteered to speak to some of the people in our city suffering the most all the time. I talked to the canvas captains who worked with him, who gave him the poll sheets. He wanted to go into community housing. He wanted to go into rooming houses. He wanted to work in shelters. That is an embodiment of what we can do in politics, in faith, in business, in life. And at a time when our world really appears often to be tilting towards madness, We need to grasp for the light. And I want to say, the last few days, challenging as they have been, thank you, Abel, for reminding me of that. It's important. Let justice roll like a river and righteousness like a mighty stream. Scripture taught me that. Let's remember that. I want to also say Abel's NDP family is vast. It's big. And we want to make sure that in our party and across all parties, we pay homage to the legacy Abel leaves with us and continues with us. Thank you so much for the chance to be here, my friends.
There's an African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. Like myself, Abel grew up in the Eritrean community of Ottawa. Abel did a better job than me in recognizing this, and he gave back to his community as soon as he could. In 2013, Abel began volunteering at Tigrinya School on Saturday mornings. Abel was a teaching assistant at Ottawa's Eritrean Language School, and he played a central role in teaching the Eritrean kids their culture and history. It wasn't until 2016 that I got into community organizing and started working with the local Eritrean youth. Abel and I, along with his mom, Dagmawit, had gone together to organize a dance for Eritrea's 25th anniversary of Eritrean independence. We came up with the choreography for the 9 ethno-linguistic groups. I'll be honest, at the time, I was doubtful that our dance would be a success. And I was impatient when dealing with the abundance of energy that the youth had. Abel already had 3 years experience working with our youth, so he was cool, calm, and collected. The kids gravitated towards Abel, as he loved them, he was patient with them, and he understood them. As an intro to our cultural show at our Independence Day celebrations, Abel wrote this short speech. I love Eritrea and being Eritrean. Everything from our Red Sea to our armed struggle gives me immense pride in my identity. There are a million things to be proud of, but I just want to talk about two today. The first is our 9 tribes. They provide us with unique languages, music, clothes, food, and more. They all collectively define what it means to be Eritrean, who we are as a people. We should embrace this diversity as we have unity through this diversity. Together, we are one people, one heart. Second, I'm also proud of our young people here in Ottawa. They are full of energy, creativity, and a love for their country and culture. Our future is in good hands. And tonight we've incorporated the passion and creativity of our youth with the diversity of our beautiful culture. Please enjoy our cultural show. With Abel's leadership, our show is a success. Fast forward to 2017. Abel, Dagmawit, and I wrote a play. Abel and I would meet up at the Tim Hortons on Summer Street West, and we wrote a play on how 2 young kids discover their Eritrean identity and history through the storytelling of their parents. Once again, with Abel's leadership, our play was a success. Every summer, a large group of Eritreans from Ottawa visit Toronto for the annual Eritrean Festival. This time around, the kids who were a part of the Independence Day celebration and the play had gifted Abel and I with a sweater. Says Eritrea. They thanked Abel and I for bringing them together and teaching them their history. I wanted to share some testimonials of Hedgy Ottawa's members that grew up with Abel in our community, that were students at Tigrinya School, or were a part of Independence Day performances we put together. Janet Wesley said, Abel was like an older brother to me and was always there when you needed him the most. He was the kindest, most sweetest person I knew and lit up every room he walked into. Abel had always been so, so appreciative and wanted to give back to his community and loved ones. We have suffered a tremendous loss and will not forget him. Leah Ephraim said, Abel was an older brother to me. He would always play with me, even if he was in a rush. He was loving and kind to all of us. He will always have a special place in our hearts. Samrawit Filippo said, Abel was an extremely passionate person who had a huge heart. He was a true role model to me and many others in our community. He will truly be missed. Nobela Temeska. Abba was truly an amazing role model. He was golden. He was respectful and always included us, even though we were younger. He took care of us and was always so patient. We will miss him. Lastly, Abba Gebrehiwot said, Abba was a role model and a leader. He taught me to share. He taught me to persevere for things that aren't in your favor. Overall, Abba was an amazing person and would always have a bright smile on his face. I know this is a very tough pill to swallow, but instead of staying sad, how about we remember the amazing moments? And to his family, all my condolences go to you. May Abba rest in peace. Hearing these testimonials, I hope you can understand what Abba means to us and the community. Mengis, Dagmawit, Mama Ergalem. I want to thank you for raising a son who was a role model, a leader, and a pillar of our Eritrean community. Abel showed us what it meant to love your people and to give it back to our local community. He embodied and reflected the nature and principles that are instilled in Mengis and Dagmawit. Abel is a brother and a role model to so many of us, and is now our responsibility to carry out his legacy. As Abel said in his speech in 2016, I'm also proud of our young people here in Ottawa. They are full of energy, creativity, and a love for their culture and country. Our future is in good hands. My final message goes out to the youth. This may be your first time experiencing the loss of a loved one. I'm not gonna lie, it hurts, it's confusing. You lose sleep, you cry. But I wanted to share with you the way that I cope with the loss of a loved one. I think about what I loved about that person, what kept me gravitating towards that person. Whatever you come up with, let that be your guiding principle from here on out. What I loved most about Abel was that he loved his people. He was patient and he was understanding. If Abel was not by my side when I first got into community organizing, I still would have been that doubtful and impatient person. The sweater that was gifted to Abel and I by our local Eritrean community youth is a symbol of the impact that Abel had on me. With Abel by my side, I learned to love my people, be patient, and be understanding. Love my people, be patient, and be understanding. Love my people, be patient, and be understanding. This will last with me forever. Long live Abba. Rest in peace. Wassalamu alaikum. Abba Hawi.
በስማም በስም ወልድ ስም መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሰላም ለአምላክ ቆላ ሁለት ኮሎክ እንደ ሐጎስ ይሆን ካባኻ ፍለ ሁለት ማኻ እንደ ሐጎስ ይሆን ይገባዶ ግናኸ ናይ አቤል كنسمع كلنا من البات كلنا لبنا يحزن هلو قالت حزرني مهنياتو أبسوم نزي أبيل تراح دي كوني ولدتن ساي حل ولدنا ونكابز عالم زي حليفو ناي قناخي كمل السيلي أبتي ونجيل كنباب كلو كسمع كلوه እዚ ቃል እዚ ሎም ዝተነበበልትና ቃል ንሰምዕ ሓንቲ ሰበይቲ ካብ ዓዳ ወፂያ ኣብቲ ኣፍ ደገ ከተማ ንውላዳ ክትቀብር ክትከይድ ከላ ክርስቶስ ድማ ናብቲ ከተማ ክኣቲ ከሎ ተጓነፉ ንዓ ሓደ ውላዳ እዩ ነይሩ ከምዚ ኣቤል ንሪኦ ዘለና كلهم كحزنوا خلوه كلهم كبخيوا خلوه ክርስቶስ ግን ናታ ሰበይቲ ደንገጸላ ይዝብል እዚ ድማኻ መጀመሪያ ናታ ወላዲት ዳግም መንግስት አባይ ቤተሰብ ሙሴ ብድሪሕ ድማ ኩሉ ህዝቢ እቶም ትፈትዎን እትፈልጥዎን ክርስቶስ ዝበለ ቃል ኣላ ምስ ረአያ ደንገጸላ እሞ ኣይትብከይ ይበላ ኣደ ዓባይ ኣኮ ኣሕዋት ኩለኻትኩም ብኡ ክትሓብሉ ደኣ ክትፀንዑ ዳ እምበሪ ክትበኽዩ ኣይደልየኩምን እቲ ኣምላኽ ዘኽታም ዘይገድፍ ኣምላኽ ምሳኹም ይኹን ንስየ ፅናዕኩም ንስየ በርታዓኩም እቲ ብኽያትኩም ኣብዚ ደው ይበል ዓባዩ ክትነግረኒ ኸላ መማርጋለም ብዛዕባ ኣበይ ወደይ ብዙሕ ነገር ተዛረበላትን ግን ክዛረብ ኣይክልኒ ኣነ ኣቤል እንታይ እዩ ምናልባት ኩልሃና ንፈልጢ ኮይና ግን ኣቤል ትርጉሙ መስዋእቲ እዩ እግዚኣብሄር ንኣቤል ክቐበል ከሎ መስዋእቲ ንፅህኑ ስለ ዝረኣየ እግዚኣብሄር ተቐበሎ ካብዚ ዓለም እውን ኣቤል ከመይ ኢሉ ከም ዝኸደ እውን ኩልና ኣብቲ ታሪክ ተመሊስና መፅሓፍ ቅዱስ ነንብቦ ውላድና ድማኻ መስዋእቲ ኮይኑ ናብ ሰማይ ከይደሎ መወዳእታ እንታይ ናህና ኣይንፈልጦ ኢና እቲ ዝገበሮ ሰብ ግን ክንዝክሮ ከለና ግን ንዳግም ኣብ ግዜ ልደታ ተወሊዱላ ሎሚ ድማኻ ንሳ ድማኻ እዚ መስዋእትን እግዚኣብሔር ሂባቶላ እቲ መስዋእቲ እቲ ነባሪ እዩ ኣቶም ደቀይ ዝኾንኩም መነስያት ከምቲ ተዛረብኩምሞ ብኡ ንበሩ በቲ ንሱ ዘረኣየኩም ህያብ በቲ ንሱ ዝገብረልኩም ህይወት ብኡ ንበሩ ዳ እምበር ነድሕሪት ገጽኩም ኣይትመለሱ ምክንያቱ እግዚኣብሔር ኣምላኽ ሓደ ዘፍቅረና ስለ ዝኾነ ንሓደ ውላዱ ክርስቶስ ድማኻኒ ካብ ቅድስት ድንግል ማርያም ክውለድ ድማ ፈቐደ ንዓይ ንዓኻትኩም ድማኻ መስዋእቲ ይኮነልና እቲ መስዋእቲ ዝኸውን መድሓኒ ዓለም ዝኾነ ድማኻኒ እንሆ ነታ ሰበይቲ ካብቲ ኣፍ ደገ ዓዲ ክወፅያ ውላዳ ክትቀብር ከላ ድማኻኒ ረኺቡ ድማ ኣፀናንዓ ንሱ ክነበይ ዝኸይድ ነይሩ ምእንቲ ኩላና ንኸመውት ከዓ መስቀል ቀራንዮ መስዋእትና ክኸውን እቲ ንመስዋእትና ዝኾነና ቅዱስ ጎይታና መድሓና የሱስ ክርስቶስ ንዑ ሕጂ ድማ ንርአዮ እሞ ነዚ ውላድና ዕሸት ዝኾነ ድማኻኒ ከምቲ ዕምባባ ይዕንብብ ይፈሪ ፈሪ ድማኻ ንሱ ድማኻኒ ናብቲ ወሃቢ ይምለስ ትማሊ ከንብቦ ከለዎ ከምዝሓውና ብፃይና ክንሰምዖ ፀንሕና ኣብቲ ፓርላማ ተዛርቡ ቃል እግዚኣብሔር ኣምላኽ ክሰምዕ ከለኹ ንእግዚኣብሔር ዓብይ ምስጋና ዘቕረብኩሉ እንታይ እዩ ኣማኒ ይኹን ዘይኣማኒ ኩሉ ቃል እግዚኣብሔር ብኣቤል ገይሩ ሰምዐ እቲ ቃል ከንታ ነይሩ ክንብበልኩም ደስ ይብለኒ ቅድሙ ሰሚዕኹሞ ይኹም ክደግማ የተ ቓል ምክንያቱ ኣቤል ዕላማ ነይርዎ እቲ ዕላማኡ ከንታ ነይሩ ኣብ ሮሚ ምዕራፍ 8 ፍቓደ 18 19 ሃረርታ ፍጥረት እቲ ምግላፅ ደቂ ኣምላኽ ይፅበዮ ኣሎ እሞ ከምኡ ከዓ ንስቓይ እዚ ዘመንሲ ነቲ ኣባና ክግለፅ ዝመፅእ ኩሉ ክብሪ ከምዘይመዓራርዮ ኣእምን ኣለኹ ተስፍኡ ካብ ዓለም ሓሊፉ እዩ ነይሩ ተስፍኡ ናይ ሰማይ ነይሩ እዚ ዓለም እዚኣ ስቅያተ መከራ ምዃና ርእዩ ከምቲ ኣብቲ ናቱ ማሕደሩ ዝፀሓፎ ንሕና ድማ ካ ፅባሕ ንጉ ነቲ ብተስፋ እንፅበየ ክንወርሶ ምእንቲ ኣብ ዓለም ከለና ድማ ኻኒ ክንፈሪ ከም ኣቤል እግዚኣብሔር ደልየና ኣሎ መስዋእትኹም ተቐቢልዎ እግዚኣብሔር ኣምላኽ እቶም ወለዲ በዚ ክትሕበኑን ክትሕጎሱን ኣለኩም ሎሚ መርዑኡ እዩ ሓዘኑ ኣይኮነን قال عخولر كلون يولد كلون حقوس كبان كفلي كلون والمخاني اتذكر قبر النازكرنا كن حقوس اللود أي قبان نمبر كن حزن أي قبان نن كن حزن تخل الناس نظم تعريف نازل لنا أي نسوجن مسواتي نبجزيها بهي كاريبو كم تاميتنا أربعة أربعة تنشحت أو انتهت أنا تبقى مجزيها بهي كوينم نجزيها بهي إذا مسكنون زخروا زلوا أزل ما مساعتهم يمسكن الله سذي نجزيها بهي أملاخ نفس وكفنا ما أنت خبرت أنك تصنعن عود ما كنت نتي أدميو كنبر زلوا جناخ نجزيها بهي ما خي أخلك كام سايب سماي نبر زولو نعن تأمت اتزقبرو كل نذكر نفس وكف بخمي كم زخيد عين فلطوننا بخمي كم زعلم كم زعلم كم زخيد عين رد أناني تب حمام ديو تب سقاي ديو بزخونا نقر قنا خي ود سب انتا قيرو لنا قن حسب علينا اتي قبرو قن نباريو اتي قبرو قن نباريو My dear children, my followers, my especially the youth, let us learn and let us see what Abel has done. And I'm pretty sure everybody knows that, especially in Ottawa. As I said, as I mentioned before, Abel, it's a sacrifice. He sacrificed his life for a better world. He was a deacon. A deacon means a servant. And he was like Abel, the righteous, which we read in the Bible. And he sacrificed his life everywhere he goes, from his childhood until he passed away, and until he departed. And he worked the last on earth was to celebrate with the homeless. What a blessing. Christ is the one which he wants us to be like that. Christ told us, do you know me? You have to serve others. And he was served like Christ. May God rest his soul in the paradise of our father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May God confer the family on behalf of my fathers and all here in Ottawa and everywhere. Mengus and Dagum and Mama Yergalem and Moses and everybody. Be proud of him. As his name now, he is with the 144,000, the martyrs, the children who died in the time of Christ when he was born in Bethlehem. But where are they now? They are in heavenly kingdom, praising God by saying, holy, holy, holy. And I'm pretty sure he's one of them. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Alleluia.
O our true God and Logos of the Father, the Pantocrator, the Master of everyone, the incomprehensible, who abide in the bosom of his Father, the only begotten of God and God, our Master, our Savior, the lover of mankind, beneficent to us at all times. You know the secrets of men and those things which man knows not. Therefore, we ask and entreat you, O lover of mankind, in mercy, in pardon and repose to receive the sinless charge of your child, Abel, who has not finished his life on earth, nor has enjoyed good things, nor hates received nor given, but has lived in milk without guile, and beauty without blemish, and virginity without spot. Yet we pray you, Grant him rest and have pity on his childhood. For if you regard iniquity, O Lord, no man shall be justified in your sight, even though his life on earth be a single day. For you bless children with your good mouth, giving commandments concerning children, saying, take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. If thus this great blessing from heaven is theirs, count your servant Abel in the number of the children who have gone before him, those who are gathered into the places of repose in your kingdom, the 144,000. Clothe him with them in the spotless raiment and the unfading beauty in the tabernacles of light, the place which you have appointed for them that please you. We worship you, O our Lord Jesus Christ, the searcher of our nature, who formed our hearts and know the things that are in them, the hidden and the manifest to knowledge. On behalf of your servants, his father and his mother, whose great sorrow and her touch reaches unto you in tears and mourning, you, as the good one and lover of mankind, went into the city of Nain and raised the son of the widow unto her, living and incorrupt. To these others, then, O Lord, raise up other seed in place of him, that they may rejoice in place of their mourning. For you are he who took away sorrow from us, O Jesus Christ our God. For you did the glory with your good Father and the Holy Spirit forever and from the age to the ages to come. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Alleluia. Doxa Patrice. Eioque. Agiopne. Mati. Keninkai. Christos eonas tonionun. Amin. Ten oshe volingo. Emoje obencho. Sisos be Christos fieta vashve bestavarosek echum cheme psatanas tapes itin in et shalav sotiem mono nainan kirie leison kirie leison kirie eflogison eminis moeroi smoeroi stimeton iaconi evol compi esmo
smo be Christos penuti
amin esse shor
Urun de tirin voinan and tikirin semnanan and tikirin can novin on evol. Je talk tetigon and be on and be esmon and be amahisha in a mean. Make us worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
After we have finished, I extend our feelings and condolences from St. Mary Coptic Church on behalf of Abuna Marcos and all the deacons, servants, and his friends, his brothers and sisters also. We send our condolences and we pray for his soul to be reposed in the bosom of the Holy Fathers, Abraham and Jacob, Isaac and Jacob, and give you the comfort of the Holy Spirit you deserve. After we leave now, you know, because of the virus, no shaking of hands like normal. So those who are allowed, I understand there is a maximum of 50 allowed to go to the cemetery. The cemetery is here nearby in Green Bank, the third traffic light on the right. So after that, the deacons will take the body out of the church, chanting. And then those who are allowed to go to the cemetery of the family, go directly there, please. And the rest, may the Lord give you the heavenly rewards that you deserve because of your coming and sharing with the family since the event happened until now. And I hope that in the future also. Normally, when some event happens, we are emotionally sharing and sharing and sharing, and after some time, we forget. Don't do that. Be with the family all the time, because it is something not simple. It's hurting. And it needs longer and longer time to be beside them all the time. God bless you all.
It's all.